This week's episode is about the NFL, take a knee, and the need for justice. I'm Rachel Keefe, and this is Monday's Muse. So today is Sunday, and all around the country, football games are being played. And as those games are being played, the hashtag take a knee is trending on social media. This is in response to some of the president's remarks on Friday night about those athletes who choose to protest racial injustice by taking a knee during the national anthem. This was started, of course, last year by Colin Kaepernick, who is, of course, no longer playing in the NFL because he took a stand for justice. If you watch Monday's Muse at all, you know that I am in support of racial justice wholeheartedly. Many of these folks who respond with such anger and hatred call themselves Christians, call themselves patriots, call themselves nationalists, but they don't call themselves racists. When you conflate patriotism or nationalism with racism, Christianity is nowhere to be found. The scripture reading for this week, one of them, was the Israelites wandering in the wilderness and crying out because they were hungry and they were angry that God liberated them and then left them there to be hungry and thirsty. Of course, God hears their cries and rains manna from heaven. And so the journey of liberation and transformation continues. This story tells us that God meets our needs with abundance for each day. That is true when it comes to things like justice for all people. There is enough justice to go around for everyone. If you hear someone's cry for justice and you respond with anger, with fear, with hatred, with violence, what is it that you're afraid of? Are you afraid that God is not sufficient to meet the needs of you and your neighbor? Are you afraid that you will lose your freedoms if someone else gains the same ones? That makes no sense. The work of Christianity, the work of so many faith traditions, is to bring love into the world. And part of loving our neighbors is ensuring justice for all people. In the meantime, the protests should go on. People should call attention to the many injustices people of color face in this country. And I have tremendous respect for those who continue to kneel. If your response to those who kneel, if your response to that silent cry for justice is one of anger or fear or vitriol, then you must ask yourself, what is it that you're afraid of? Because God promises us all what we need for the day and invites us to love our neighbors as ourselves, which means ensuring that all people receive justice. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.